Yeah, there's broccoli. There's another broccoli plant here. This is a zucchini. There's basil growing here. Tomatoes.
Alonzo Escalante is principal at Fawn Mountain Elementary School. He's giving me a little background on the school's aquaponics room, which was new at the end of last school year. Inside the windowless room, there's a bank of grow lights providing substitute sunshine and lots of pipes to circulate water throughout the system. The kids are mostly growing lettuce now, but as you heard, there are a few other plants in the mix.
It's a work in progress, and once we get it dialed in, it'll really be interesting to see how much food we can actually grow. And the ultimate goal is to see if we can actually produce food for our own cafeteria and see if we can get some lettuce into our salad bar, you know, those sorts of things.
Escalante didn't get into too much detail because he wants the school's young gardeners to show me how the system works. Soon, two sixth graders arrive, Bree Johnson and Ever Kistler. Ever points to a tank of water next to a large table covered with plants. Swimming inside the tank are fish.
The fish poop in the water, and it, like, for, like, it does this thing to the water, and then it makes the plants grow.
That thing the fish poop does is fertilize the water. The fertilized water then circulates among all the plants through the pipe system, feeding them the nutrients they need. Bree says they don't have to add water too often. She points out some of the plants on the table growing in porous rocks, then Ever describes the plants growing in vertical planters attached to the wall.
This is broccoli and cabbage, I think.
This is, these plants are lettuce.
They each pinched off a lettuce leaf to eat. I ask Ever how he likes it.
Tastes better with the ranch.
Cyrus Tibbetts and Declan Thomas are my next two tour guides. Cyrus tells me a little bit more about the vertical planters.
This is the vertical growing station. Yeah. It's where you put the plants to grow vertically up and down. And there's some water dripping down to water the plants. It never stops.
Declan adds that the water, fertilized with fish poop, filters through the plants before heading back to the fish tank. There are some tiny bugs flying around the room. Declan says that wasn't planned. The insects just showed up, but it's a good thing.
Because we wouldn't get fruit if they didn't, like, spread the stuff around. We'd have to, like, get, like, cotton swabs and move and get pollen and then move it from other plants. But the flies do the work for us.
Declan adds that all the plants are grown without pesticides. Escalante says Fawn Mountain's aquaponics project started after the school won a grant from the local U.S. Coast Guard's Chief Petty Officers Association. That group funds different projects each year through its annual Halloween Haunted House event.
And that was kind of the seed, so to speak. No pun intended.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, they got this whole thing going, so... Yeah.
The original plan called for a separate greenhouse on school grounds, but building and heating that structure proved too costly. The aquaponics room is more budget-friendly, and with it, students are learning valuable lessons, among them how to grow their own food. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.